Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We update it every single day. And by the way, on the mobile site, that if you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com on your smartphone, you'll receive the mobile site, the videos. We have the videos up on the mobile site, so check that out when you get a chance. Andrew Sherman is our guest. He's our longtime friend, going back 14 years now. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's an attorney and senior partner with Jones Day Law Firm, the author of I don't know, 20, 30 books, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. His new book is called Essays on Governance. It's Andrew, I project that this book will become a watershed book, a very important book.
Well, with your help, from your mouth to the Lord's ears, let me tell you, that sounds like a good thought.
Very important, very serious, very significant, and I congratulate you on this scholarly work. And small business owners, I know that when you think of governance, corporate governance, you don't so much think about yourself. But the truth, Andrew, is that only by degree is what big business CEOs do different from what small business owners do, CEOs do. What do you think?
That's exactly right. You know, it's a little bit esoteric at first to grasp. I mean, when the average small business owner gets started, I mean, they're the chief cook and bottle washer. They're the president. They're the CEO. They're the board, and they're the employee, and they're the janitor. But as the company begins to grow, and as you hire employees, as you begin to take on a few shareholders, all of those fiduciary responsibilities that we've talked about throughout the book begin to apply. And, you know, one of the things I know you guys have talked a lot about on the show and talked to Karen Kerrigan about, you know, is this whole issue of crowdfunding,
right,
and Jobs Act. And what I'm worried about is that we're about to get, you know, regulations that allow companies to raise capital not through donations but through the issuance of actual equity. And how many of those companies are really ready to assume responsibility for being a fiduciary to all those shareholders that are about to buy stock?
Thank you. Because see, I've actually gotten some grief from some people because in the hysteria over the possibility of crowdfunding. And you know, and everybody being giddy about the possibility, which I, as much as anybody, I like the idea of small business owners having access to another source of capital. But at the same time, I've been pushing back and saying that most small businesses who could use that capital aren't ready for what you talk about in this book. And I've had, I mean, a lot of people have said, you know, like I was, you know, turning a skunk loose in the Tea Party, you know, I was. And I said, you know, I can't help it. This taking capital from investors when you're not ready is worse than not having the capital. It'll eventually result in a scenario worse than if you never got the capital. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I don't want to. We can talk about this further on another show as the regulations come out. But this issue of understanding what it means to be an issuer of securities, mm-hmm, and the governance obligations that go with that. You and I are completely in accord, and it's not an unsolvable problem. I mean, start by reading this book. Start by understanding what governance and fiduciary duty is all about.
Talk to us about fiduciary. Give us a little tour of fiduciary.
Well, the concept goes back, you know, 500 years, and you know, it just is a concept that says if I take on, if I take on the responsibility of holding things for other people, that I owe the utmost duty of care towards those things.
Yep.
And that means if I borrow your lawnmower, I'm not supposed to, you know, run a lawn mowing business with your lawnmower when you only lent it to me for the afternoon to do my lawn. It means that people have to take the obligations that they have seriously when they take on other people's capital.
Some fiduciary, though, that's more binding than just the lawnmower thing. I mean, there's ethical fiduciary, reasonable fiduciary, and there's also legal fiduciary, isn't there?
Absolutely. These are all different components of your ethical, moral, and legal obligations when you take on the role of a fiduciary. You know, many of us may have been the executor of a will if a family member died. Mm-hmm. You have certain obligations under the law to follow the wishes of the will. Well, it's no different when you are a small business owner raising capital. You are taking on obligations under corporate law and under common law that you now owe towards these shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point at the beginning of this segment, when the companies are bigger, just the stakes get bigger, the zeros get bigger. But there's no special law that says small companies don't owe fiduciary duties to their shareholders, but big companies do.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how the laws are written.
Well, fiduciary, would you say that fiduciary is ethical behavior with it written down pretty sort of with practical expectations? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a common, like I said, it's a concept that goes back many hundreds of years, and it's a concept that can be both statutory, it can be contractual, and then it can also be moral and ethical.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Andrew, give us the website, please.
Well, the website, the best place to get the essays on governance book is probably just on the Amazon site. Website for the law firm is www.jonesday.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. The new book, Essays on Governance. But check out all the others. It's one of the other books that I think is outstanding. We talked about earlier in the year, Harvesting Intangible Assets. And don't forget, is the Bible on Franchising and Licensing. That's what it's called, Franchising and Licensing. Wherever books are sold. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Be right back with Andrew Sherman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.